title announces Athens, Greece, 1962. The view looks out over hazy, rocky hills carpeted with trees and shrubs.
Take a look at that view. Spectacular, isn't it? But it was here, on the Acropolis Hill, that some believe Theseus's father, King Aegeus, looked out to sea, waiting for his son to return. See, Theseus had promised his father that if he defeated the Minotaur, he'd hoist a white sail on his ship as a tribute. But he was so excited to get back home, he forgot, and he flew the same black sail that he set out with. Well, thinking his son was dead, the heartbroken king flung himself onto the rocks below. Another victim of the cruel tricks gods play on men. Well, I hope you ladies brought your handkerchiefs, because the next thing you're about to see has been known to make some weep at first sight. Follow me. Completed in 438 BC, the Parthenon. From the Greek word parthenas, meaning virgins.
The ancient Greeks were masters of deception. Even though the base of the Parthenon appears straight to the naked eye, it is in fact completely crooked. Indeed, if one were to leave one's hat on one side of the temple steps, it would vanish altogether when viewed from the other.
You're making this up.
No, only one way to find out.
Oh.
Wanna try it?
All right.
Come on. All right, you go on down there. I'll put the hat right here.
Mm-hmm.
Off you go.
The couple are in smart summer attire.
I hear that. Is this far enough?
That's perfect.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Really?
No.
Jeez. Sucker born every minute.
The tour guide in a t-shirt is sitting by a tree a short distance from the temple, reading a letter and puffing on a cigarette. It's a reproving note, stating he didn't come home for father's funeral. Doesn't your conscience bother you? With it is an invitation to the funeral bearing a photo of a distinguished grey-haired man. The dark-haired guide frowns painfully and notices the sharp couple holding hands. The man and the guide eye each other as the couple walk past.
Gosh, it's so hot.
Yeah. Getting bored of the Parthenon?
He and the young tourist drink wine in a cafe.
No.
Come on, we have to finish a bottle.
I was supposed to meet my friends an hour ago.
Oh, you just tell them you got lost. I'm a terrible tour guide.
Special man.
Let me get this.
No, I got it.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
She smiles dreamily.
Actually, do you have any small bills?
Oh.
Change?
I think so.
Shall I take a look?
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, so it's 4 drachmas. If I take 5 and $10, I'll give you back 200 drachmas. Good?
Thank you.
She smiles uncertainly, not understanding the exchange. The guide spots the smart couple at a nearby table. His young companion notices him staring.
She's very pretty, isn't she?
Oh, no, I was looking at the guy that she's with. He reminds me of my father a little bit.
It says we should go to the flea market on Sunday. Apparently it's less crowded.
Don't look now, but there's a young guy in a gray shirt sitting with a girl in a blue and white striped dress.
The blonde woman immediately looks.
I was up at the Parthenon earlier, staring at me. Staring at me now.
Patting his date reassuringly on the arm, the guide gets up from his table and stares at the couple again as he walks past.
Now I'm curious.
The woman takes a sip of white wine from a glass tumbler, picks up her handbag and follows the guide. He's leaning against a wall by the toilets as the woman's slender legs in high-heeled sandals come down the stone stairs. He studiously ignores her, then offers a friendly grin. It's occupied.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't speak Greek.
Somebody's in there.
You're American?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Trenton.
New Jersey?
Yeah.
I thought you were Greek.
I thought you were Greek.
What are you doing in Athens?
I'm a tour guide. Do you need one?
The woman returns to the cool, shady terrace cafe.
He's an American tour guide. He's been here a year, and before that, he went to Yale.
You believe him?
You can ask him yourself. He's going to show us around the flea market Sunday.
She hands over a piece of paper.
Rydell. Fancy. Sir Colette tells me you went to Yale.
Yes, sir.
What'd you major in?
Economics.
Good training for a tour guide.
Yeah, well, that wasn't the plan initially. My father had a job lined up at a friend's law firm, and...
And you ran away as fast as you could.
Something like that. What do you do for a living, sir?
Call me Chester. I look after people's savings, mostly low-risk investments. How much?
Cosa can? 20 drachmas.
Chester pays for some books.
There you go.
A short distance away, Colette watches and smiles.
Fiery still. Still.
You must be doing pretty well, though, if you're staying at the Grand.
Honey, look at this. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Sure is.
Actually, you know, this is a Cretan design. You see how the snakes come together and never end? That represents immortality. People wear it as a protection charm.
A gold bracelet.
You like it, hon?
I love it.
Let's get it, then. How much is it?
1,000 drachmas.
2,000 drachmas.
Come on, 700. Okay.
All right, so 1,500, which is about $50.
$50.
Good deal.
Will he take dollars?
Well, you can give me dollars and I'll give him drachmas.
Oh. Okay, fair enough.
The seller's impressed. Well done.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Say, why don't you join us for dinner? Did you do that?
Sure, yes, I'd love to. But I'm meeting a friend later.
She can come too.
Right, Al brings the girl from the cafe.
No, it got so bad that we started counting how many times a day the Parisians would insult us. We got up to 15 one night, 9 in the same restaurant.
Was it your first time there?
Mm. Chester helped liberate Paris.
Oh, really?
All by myself.
You fought in the war?
This is the last part.
Whereabouts?
Chester stubs out his cigarette.
Normandy, Yardin. A few other places.
Rydell's impressed. Chester lights another smoke.
Pick of a joint you picked out.
Yeah, it's modeled after the old Ottoman cafes.
Great guide, isn't he?
Wonderful.
He knows everything.
Mm-hmm. He's an even better writer.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
What do you write?
The most beautiful poems. He's gonna be famous one day.
Happy or depressing poems?
Unpublished poems, mostly.
Well, I'm sure you'll find plenty of inspiration in Greece.
Rydell returns Colette's beaming smile and glances at his date, who's picked up a vibe between the two. The Parthenon is illuminated on the hilltop. The women and the men walk down a street a short distance apart.
That's the sound and light show. I can get you tickets if you're interested tomorrow night. Best seats in the house.
Thanks, but unfortunately we're leaving tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wanted to show Colette Rome and Venice before we go back to the States. So, how about you? Any plans to go home soon?
Yeah, at some point, when I run out of money.
Doesn't sound like you're in a big hurry.
Oh, thanks. Well, Chester, I gotta figure out what I want to do first.
Sure. Yeah, that's the best thing about being your age. There's a surprise around every corner.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you know that she was a Van Buren?
Who's that?
Your friend Lauren.
I only just met him.
Mm-hmm. Was he the 7th or the 8th president?
It was the 8th. No, I'm...
I know. Hey, listen. I've been married twice. Both times to beautiful women with no money. I can say this because I love Colette and I'm a little tanked. But it can be a burden.
Yeah, well, I don't think she's all that interested.
Oh, no? Hey, ladies.
No, don't.
What are you two gossiping about?
None of your business.
Me?
All right.
It's so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you. Thank you for dinner.
Hey.
Thanks for taking such good care of us.
Good luck with your studies.
My pleasure.
Well, I hope we meet again sometime.
Me too. Enjoy Rome.
Oh, well, we'll try. Thank you very much.
Good night.
After holding Colette's gaze, Rydell shakes hands with Chester. The sharp couple enter their palatial hotel.
What did you think?
She's very sweet. Wouldn't trust him to mow my lawn.
I thought he was very interesting.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's because he couldn't keep his eyes off you all night.
No.
Does he still remind you of your father?
Rydell's stony-faced.
He's a lot easier to talk to.
Where are you taking us on our last day?
Sun Yung.
Wish we were staying longer.
Rydell notices something on the seat next to Lauren.
She forgot her bracelet. Signal me.
Everything all right in there?
Uh-huh.
Colette's in a slinky white silk nightie.
Now we're talking.
She lies on the king-size bed next to Chester, picks up a book and pretends to read, smiling coquettishly. Still in his shirt and waistcoat, Chester considers her with a wry smile, lies back, and folds his arms.
Come on.
Chester lays Colette on her back, lies on top of her, and they kiss tenderly. He strokes her thick, blonde hair.
No, thank you. Pack along. Fuck off.
Chester rolls drunkenly off the bed, gets up, and goes to the door.
Just put the do not disturb on.
No, thank you. Mr. Dunleavy? No. Your name's not Dunleavy?
No. I think you get the wrong one.
The caller's in a gray suit and hat.
How about Mr. McFarland?
Chester's wrong-footed and replies nervously.
Yes?
May I come in?
Can I ask who this is about?
Stock market. Canadian oil shares.
Oh, I see. Hang on right here. I'll just get my coat and we'll go downstairs.
We can talk about it right in here.
The man fiddles with a ring on his left hand.
No, let's just go to the bar.
Right in there would be great.
Colette pulls the bedclothes up under her chin.
Sorry to barge in on you like this, ma'am.
The man removes his hat politely. Chester and the visitor go into the bathroom. Rydell's taxi pulls up at the hotel. He gets out and closes the door.
Are you sure you don't want me to wait?
It's fine. You get back to the hotel, all right? I'll call you in the morning.
Okay.
Bye.
Up in the bathroom, the visitor fiddles with one of Colette's lipsticks.
You ran a brokerage firm called Dunleavy and Walters back in New York.
That's right. You were the embassy?
No. I represent some very unhappy clients who invested their money with you.
The guy fiddles with his ring and picks up a badger shaving brush.
You gotta be more careful who you do business with.